This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Old School, we are live here at 1040 O Street, The Ticket. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill. Up in Omaha, 168th and Maple. A lot to go over today. NCAA football talk. I mean, you got the Big 12 first to settle, House versus NCAA, but more importantly, but the bigger news is Jaden Rashada has sued Florida over for essentially $14 million NIL deal that went defunct prior to him actually arriving in Gatorville. That's what I call the Florida Gator in Gatorville, in the swamp. And it's interesting because there's two ways to look at this where, if you really dive into a little bit of recruiting, his dad is a little bit of a situation. You know, he's kind of like LeVar Ball, very, obviously, as he should. He's going to advocate for his son. He's going to negotiate for his son. He wants to take advantage of the opportunity. He was originally a high four-star potential five-star recruit. Didn't perform like that. Went down there and made waves, right? And I think he was at Miami before. I think probably some money was exchanged, on the spot. And then eventually went to Florida and really set shockwaves through the whole NCAA, NIL wavelength, where, a four-year, $13 million or $14 million potentially NIL package. And the package included, I think, a $1 or $2 million house to, that he was going to be able to live in for 4 years. Obviously, a car and some money and a certain amount of appearances that he had to do. So it was quite a big deal and record-setting deal. The problem was, once he arrived at Florida, they forgot the deal was agreed to. Now, a lot of these deals are, from my understanding, I have no firsthand knowledge. When you come on the recruiting trip, when I got recruited, I'm down here, you go through the academics and all this other stuff and, the weight room and the coaches, and at some point in time, that's why when the parents come, I'm assuming if my dad came and my mom or whatever, that there would be a talk with somebody about potential NIL or what they were essentially offering. And that's how you get some people that are able to negotiate against one another or take this the better deal.
Well, and don't forget, just down the road in Tallahassee, Florida State got in trouble for driving a player to an NIL meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I don't know how that works. I don't know if you sit in your hotel and say, okay, we're not going to talk to you for a while, but you probably might run into our collective, mm-hmm. our university collective at the coffee shop, and then you have a conversation. At the end of the day, conversations are had. Let's not,
Just
you
be honest
know, with let's be honest, you know, NCAA, be honest and stop trying to, you know, beat around the bush and act like these things don't have to happen, right? Like, you're worried about them driving a kid to an NIL conversation when you okay the NIL stuff. So that's part of it. But for whatever reason, the deal was not signed once he arrived there, and he petitioned to get out of his national letter of intent late in the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you could potentially – this is where if you were an employee, you could potentially sue for lost wages based on the NIL opportunities are gone. Now, NIL opportunities are gone based on scholarship count, right? You know, maybe a school – maybe it came down to two schools. You decide to go to Florida based on the situation there and what you were told versus another. NIL is gone because now you're in Florida with absolutely nothing, or maybe significantly less than what they originally offered you. And now you have to go to Arizona State, who doesn't have a competitive NIL collective, at least at that time.
Mm-hmm.
My question would be, I wonder what, when he got there, if there was just no deal period, like you tried to get me to come here for zero, or is it, you know, after thinking about it, we don't have 14 million, but we got eight.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that was at, you know, because then you could maybe tip the scales toward a little bit towards, okay, you need to come to a compromise. And you know, right now let's deal with eight because you could probably leave after a year and kind of be whole. Or mm-hmm. if you're there, you go from 14 million potentially all the way down there to Gainesville to zero, then there's a big problem.
Huge problem, right? I mean, 14 to 8 would be what it would be, but not only is it, you know, is it the money? Is it cash? Is it other assets? Is it other, you know, is it a car? Is it the house? Is that included or is that outside of the 14 million? But to me, Jay, this could mark a shift in finally seeing how the business is done and how the business goes about happening, because you think about Ed O'Bannon, right, and Sam Keller suing the NCAA. You think about this house settlement that sounds like we're getting close to reaching. I wonder if we're at a point now with Jaden Rashad, is he going to be kind of that test case of what got written down, you know, in the new way of doing things, what was above board, what did agents know about, and what was under the table? If this was a verbal agreement and there's nothing written down, Florida's off the hook, essentially, right? I mean, yeah, they'll probably be somewhat liable and they'll probably reach a settlement in the end. But if there's nothing written down, if it was maybe agreed to in principle, but there's no contract, what is Florida there to be held to? An empty promise? It's scummy, but you can't necessarily hold them legally responsible for it. But if it was written down and Florida said, we just don't want to pay this anymore, then I think Jaden Rashada has a legit case. But it goes from, we're whispering about this, we know it's going on, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, to we need this in writing so all parties are legally protected, I think, very quickly here.
Yeah, and that's where you run it. I mean, I just think for the simple fact that they have multiple, they're suing multiple people, mm-hmm. and one with a former Nebraska, my man Mark. I love Marcus, you know.
Well, I'm suing the head coach.
Yes, it was suing the head coach. And, well, here's also that's a little bit different. I think Florida decided to go
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe. and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get rid of that collective, period.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're like, okay, why would you do that if they were operating above board? You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of circumstantial evidence. There's a lot of reality evidence. There's some facts. You know, maybe that maybe Florida say, look, we verbally agreed to $8 million with the potential do you get up to $14 million based on performance, blah, blah, blah. Now you can't, Florida can't really say that. Because at that point in time, it wasn't pay for play, and or the collective could, but the coaches couldn't. Of course, the coaches are gonna, Napier's gonna be like, I didn't know, I'm not, hopefully for his sake, he wasn't there.
Napier can say, I was still all in on recruiting the kid. I couldn't know about the money. This isn't on me. Take me out of the suit.
Yeah, but I think however it works out, it's gonna force teams to or people to be above board. And that's what it should be. You should be above board. And there's also, let's not forget, look, he originally recruited to Miami.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit more background on this, but I'm not going to get into it. And he had a 9.5 NIL promise from the Canes. But then he decommitted in November, and then he flipped to Florida. He signed his national letter of intent very quickly in December. However, he didn't enroll in Florida, and in his arrival in Gainesville, was contingent on a 4-year, $14 million name, image, and likeness deal. He asked for a release. The Gator Collective, an independent fundraising organization that distributed money to the athletics, was responsible for the deal. However, financial backing did not materialize, and he was released from his letter of intent based on them going back on the deal. So there's got to be the meat on the bone for them to let you get out of the deal.
Yeah.
That's
super ambitious, though, to try to sign a young man to a deal like that, not knowing you have the backing.
Yeah.
Right? If this is your first big deal, I get making a splash. But holy cow, 4 years, $14 million, you don't have the backing for that, and you're still going to promise him? What did you think was going to happen? Of course you're going to get named in a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's, they also got another guy named DJ Lagway.
Yep.
So that was like, okay, now we upgraded. We like you, but we love him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give the guy that we love the money. And that's what I think was really behind the deal. It's interesting to see how this goes about and how the NCAA gets into it and sets whatever this ruling has, whether it's a settlement or a ruling, is going to set forth the short-term plan when or if players become employees and it comes in-house. But he's going to get some money.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to get $14 million. He's going to get some money. I think what really could have happened here's also interesting. He says Napier directly promised him $1 million payment from a booster if he signed with Florida, which is an NCAA violation. See, that's how Napier can lose your job.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need some of that back pay because we hired you because we thought you were going to handle business the right way.
You didn't listen to Saban enough.
Yeah. And, you talked about Florida State, suspended. One of their coaches got suspended. But this is going to be, if I'm Florida, I'm finding a way to come to a settlement. You're going to probably have to throw somebody under the bus. Our old player development guy or player relations guy, Marcus, was down there. Castro, he's named in it. He's in the lawsuit. He's being sued. But he was part of the collective and then part of the team or something. He had a weird role.
which wasn't common at that time.
Yeah.
Right. And I still don't think it's common to have someone who's double dipping with the team and the collective.
Yeah. It was a way, weird how Florida was doing it, but he definitely was. He's involved in it, and he ended up losing his job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether it was indirectly or directly, you know, there's going to be some fallout from it. And so, you know, I think this is a big deal from it. Now, well, now on the other side, people will say, well, listen, you know, he didn't perform like a $14 million player, right, this year. And he, you know, had decent success at Arizona State this year. Now he's down at Georgia. He's going to use this year to develop behind Harrison Beck. Harrison Beck is the former Nebraska.
Imagine if Harrison Beck was Georgia's starting quarterback this year.
Negative. He's got some issues. Yeah, no, that wouldn't work out well. So it's going to be interesting to see how he goes and how it affects his career. If it, you know, for him, if things don't go his way, unfairly or fairly, you could say, look, this affected my whole lifelong career. I potentially could have been a first-round pick. Now, that's going to be hard to prove. But you can prove, and you know there's substantial evidence, that the promise was made, it was broken, and it affected me within the first 2 years. Because it affected his ability to get on the field and maybe get developed and so forth and so on. So there's going to be something there. And so really I think it's going to – and let's be honest. Florida's not the only one. They're not the only
– Everyone else is wiping their brow since Florida's getting caught up in it.
Right. Or saying, do we have everything we needed to cover our tracks? So, right. So they're not the only collective that has promised something and it didn't come through. But from here on out, I know the coaches can't talk to the collectives, I don't think.
Still not yet. No.
Right? So, but if I'm leading in collective, we got to make sure we're doing things on the up and up. I'd rather underbid and deliver versus over promise and under deliver. Mm-hmm. And because generally people will be upset. It's like, okay, well, you know, I didn't get $1 million, but you know what? You're giving me 750, just whatever numbers. But I know I'm going to get 750. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me I'm getting $1 million. And then he's like, oh, I only got 200. Well, then you go, we got a problem. We got a big problem. And it's not a we problem. It's a you problem. And that's what this is right here. And so, there's a lot to dive into. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk some more about this, about where this leaves Florida, what it means for Georgia, because of some of the – it's going to be brought up down there. And do they want to deal with it, you know, long term? And will they support him, right? And what it means potentially for Arizona State, and what it means just for potential recruits moving forward.
Yeah.
And how can they protect themselves? Mm-hmm. And also, I'll also give my feeling on if I was a part of a collective, what I would be doing to set myself so far away from a Florida or any other school. To make then with the thinking that in a year or two or three that I'm going to be able to get more players because I'm doing things the right way. So Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School, we'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.